Get this, a dating site for anti-vaxxers called Unjected.
Unjected has been removed from the Apple App Store.
It is the unvaccinated who are the problem, period, end of story.
Frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
It's the unvaccinated who are the threat.
Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo.
Rest in peace, Wheezy.
The Unjected Show with your hosts, Shelby Thompson, Scott Armstrong, and Zach Brown. The Unjected Show is intended for an adult audience and may contain explicit material. User discretion is advised.
Aloha. Welcome to another episode of The Unjected Show, fam.
What's up? What's going on?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
Can you hear me?
A little bit. What? You got to turn it up.
Oh, what's beef? What's beef?
Is that what we're going to talk about today?
Biggie Smalls knew all about beef. mRNA free beef, dude. He was all about that mRNA free beef.
The original mRNA free beef.
Yeah.
How are you this week, Scott? How's everything going in your land?
Everything's really good on my end. I can't complain.
Same over here.
Yeah, you doing good?
Everybody's doing great. We're having so much fun doing our dates through the states. We've been having all sorts of beautiful connections. We had some engagements recently on unjected.com, you guys. So make sure that you've got your profile created over there, because that's where the magic happens. Okay. Yep. So we're going to start off with go find the love of your life and your friends and your community, because we're doing it every day. And we recently made some incredible enhancements to the site. Mm-hmm. So we would love for you to check them out. You can add up to 10 images. We have different inboxes for your messaging system, our filters, our interests, our professions. You're never going to find those on no name dating sites. So come on over, join the family.
Exactly. And if you haven't been there in a minute, like a lot of the initial kind of bugs and stuff have been worked out. We're a small, humble team working as best we can, folks. So stick with us. We're building this thing and it's pretty awesome. Like it really is, like the proximity search. So now you can actually search like within like 100 miles of your, of where you live, right? So you could actually just, you know, instead of,
or if you're on the go,
it's gonna make
the connections even easier to find.
Yeah, which is like most dating apps, they do the proximity search. Yep. You know what I mean? So it's like we're kind of integrated more into that fashion. And a lot of people are saying like, oh, I can't use the old search feature. It's like, you can't make everybody happy. And it's like, we're taking everybody's suggestions into consideration. We're looking at what's going on, but right now this is what we got, and it's freaking awesome. I'll tell you.
I'll say this. Awesome. Yes. We read all of your feedback, you guys, and we love and we appreciate it. And you guys are the reason we're able to grow and enhance. Yeah. And when you give us feedback, then we're able to make tweaks and really curate the experience of what you guys like. So remember that, just like Scott said, this is a grassroots movement.
Yeah.
And you guys make it possible. So
no deep state money. No deep state.
What'd you say?
No deep state money.
No deep state. We're here to talk about that today, actually, in fact. Yeah. Some allegations.
Yeah, we're going to get into some allegations and just have fun with it. We're just going to have fun with it. But I figured before we get too far into it, Shelby, let's talk about this, though. Because we haven't touched on this in a little bit. So this is the, you got a big event coming up here in July. You want to tell us about this?
You guys, this is going to be so much fun. So I'm so honored, actually, to have been asked to be a speaker at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas this summer. You see it right there on the screen, July 10th through the 13th at the Caesars Forum. And the whole theme this year is actually a brave new world. So they've got just an amazing lineup of speakers in different areas and niches. And we're going to be going in to do some Q&A, do some, different sessions about exactly what that means and how are we going to build these parallel systems outside of the corrupt and dying ones that we know. So please join me in Vegas. We'd love to see you there. Unjected is going to have a booth in the trade show as well. There's going to be late night comedy and music, breakthrough sessions with amazing speakers, Q&A. It's going to be just an amazing time. And you know that I'm going to ask Mr. Forbes about why he made a hit piece on us. You know, John Mackey, I'm going to ask him about his palm machines in Whole Foods.
Yeah, you want to say that shit to my face, Steve Forbes?
Come on, motherfucker. But really, truly, it's going to be an amazing time. I'm very honored to go. So you can actually use the code UNJECTED50 for a discount on your tickets. But come to Vegas. And, you know, we're going to try to create an Unjected mixer while we're there, too, because that would be so much fun to actually give you guys some hugs, some meet and greets, some smiles, and actually have an event with you guys in person. So stay tuned for all the goodness.
Awesome. 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 Yeah, that's amazing opportunity for sure. I want to go hang with Ice-T and be like, bro, how did you go from a cop killer to playing a cop on TV? Like, how did that happen, dude? Like literally his song from his old band Body Count was their hit single was called Cop Killer.
Okay. Ice-T.
Yeah. Ice-T. And then like, you know, now he plays a cop on like Law and Order or whatever the hell that show is. So it's very interesting. It's funny how things happen. It's funny how life works. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
So let's see here. So I'm really bummed. You guys, Zach apparently had a dinner plans with his family or something over in New York City. So he had to cross the bridge over to the Big Apple. He's on the way. I was really counting on Zach's shit talking skills tonight, but I'm gonna have to make
do. We know who we have here. We're gonna be able to do plenty of shit.
I know. I'm just kidding. So we felt kind of compelled to bring this topic to the forefront this week because, you know, as you guys know, there's been like a lot of like commentary directed towards like the wellness company and some of these people around that. And since Unjected is partners with the wellness company, we kind of got brought into some of that. So we wanted to respond in accordance with, you know, from Unjected. This is Unjected speaking.
We
right?
wanted. Yeah. You know, we stayed really out of it because there's lots of haters out there. We know that. But once they started talking about Unjected, well, okay. We have a few things to say here. Yeah. We are happy to go live and talk about anything because we are a complete open book. We are transparent, we're honest, and we're full of integrity.
So many of you guys have been with us like since the beginning. So many of you guys have been with me and my journey since before I got involved with Unjected, like, and then obviously have been involved following Shelby's story with Unjected since its inception. It's like, you've seen our journeys, you know?
Yeah. At least we would hope so. And for anybody who's new here, at least you can learn, but we wanted to just take a moment to talk about a few of the things that we've seen in comments and kind of this backstory that led up to whatever she's trying to accomplish. It's honestly mind-boggling to me to watch, you know, this facet, this truth community, which I love. I love the truth community. That's this is me our too. Family.
Yep.
But at the same time, lacking some of the critical thinking skills, and I'm going to be totally honest, like to take a situation for, you know, not at face value. And, you know, just this authority figure that she's pronounced herself as.
Now who's she? Who are we talking about here? I forget.
Sherry. I don't call her by Polly because that's not her name.
Yeah. So, but for the rest of the people out there, you may know her as the amazing Polly.
Well, and she's changed her name a lot of times, right? Because it's also apparently. Fringe Views.
Fringe Views is her at on
and then it's been like Twitter, Polly won't compromise.
Yeah.
The amazing Polly, the not so amazing Polly.
Some of my buddies do that, to be fair. Some of my buddies actually Drizzle, shout out to Drizzle. He changes his name like that all the time. And then my buddy LD does that all the time. It's like, it's just a fun thing to do with your thing. So shouts to Drizzle.
I'm not going to hate on that part.
Grand Theft World Liberty Radio. Go check it out.
But Rachel. I want to know, like, your name's not Polly. Where did you get that name? this is the first place I want to start. You know, here at Unjected, I've always been Shelby. I've actually been my name the whole time. So did she start as, was she always Polly? Is this always, because I've never followed her until recently. Or I don't follow
I don't
her,
know. But. I don't know. I don't know. It's very, I don't know. I've seen her around. Like, actually, the first time she came on my radar was when she, it was a few years ago, she was attacking Owen Benjamin. Oh, and yeah. So basically what happened was, is that Owen was saying how, he was saying, you know, this trucker rally in Toronto or whatever.
Canada trucker rally.
Yeah, the Canada trucker rally. His take and what he was saying was like, don't go to it. It's a honeypot. You're going to get sucked in. You're going to get in trouble. They're using this as a strategy to like debank you and take your freedom, take your rights. Like, it's just a trap. It's another January 6th. Like, don't go. So he's warning his viewers to be cognizant of that. And so she attacked him for just like being like a shill and all this shit, right? So, and apparently it got pretty vicious, and so they both kind of set the tone here. I was able to go back to that era and pull some of Owen's rhetoric towards her. Okay. So I figured that'd be a fun way to set the tone.
Let's do
so
it.
This is like circa whatever that was, like 2021 maybe. 2021. So this is like 2021.
Or was
era.
It early 22?
Maybe it was early 20. I feel like it was like early 22 ish, somewhere around there. But this was when she was pulling these same shenanigans on attacking other truthers. You know what I mean? And so this was his response. Have fun.
How about? She's got skin that you know she lives under a heat lamp in and covered with jizz. And she smokes cigs all day and likes to get fucked by the blacks. Oh, amazing Polly. She thinks she understands economics and politics, but shouldn't be allowed on the computer at all. Cause her cuck husband, he doesn't possess any balls. She attacks men that are smarter than her, and she lives in Canada. Brr! And did I tell you she really likes to get teamed up by blacks? Oh, oh, amazing Polly. Oh, 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 amazing Polly. She sends you to a psyop cause she is bored. And her husband is whacking off, lying on the floor. And he thinks about suicide every day of his life. All right. Final request. I have no problem with her. I mean, listen, someone's got to bang the blacks. You know, I mean, she's doing us a service. She's draining them of their rage cum. And so Polly just like is sucking it out of their balls like it's a fucking snake bite. And so she's actually doing us all a service. The meth she does could have been sold to a kid. What do you think Fidel Castro would do with Amazing Polly? She would be in a fucking work camp. No blacks, no fucking meth. She would have nothing she could lean on. None of her habits.
And I remember this went on for like 2 weeks of him just eviscerating her for like 2 weeks. Like, it was hilarious. Like, it was a very funny time. I'm like, who is this amazing Polly?
Thank you for that, Owen.
He doesn't hold back. He doesn't hold back. It's like,
we didn't write it. We didn't write it, but we like to listen to it.
Yeah. I learned all about internet beefs through that guy. That guy is always involved in something, right? But it's like, you know, he's like, I don't lose. You come at me, you better not miss. And it's like, oh shit.
You know, like, Unjected is no stranger to being called a honeypot.
Yeah, all the time.
Opposition.
All the time.
The amount of articles I've seen on myself that say that I'm part of some, you know, information collecting. It's, you know, I've always kind of giggled at it from this perspective, because it's like, you know, people who know me, I am a regular human. I am a mom of three. I love freedom. Am I a Freemason or a cabal?
Apparently.
Illuminati? Like, go fuck yourself. Okay. Yeah. If you, and you know, for some of the people who have been on my Instagram posts lately, they're probably polybots, but they're like, look at her giving Freemason hand symbols. Never in my life If I point at a clip, this is not Freeman's. Come on. And that's where it's like you're taking the best part of the freedom community, which is discernment, but you're going off the deep end and you're like now making these assumptions up. It's like, tell me you don't know anything about Unjected without saying it.
Exactly.
You know, if you ever listened to any interview, if you ever followed our story, if you've ever even come by that literally jump in our live and ask us a question, I think it would be pretty obvious that we are here for the right reasons. In 2021, when all of this shit was finally coming to a head, and we saw that there was going to be long-term consequences, I took the step forward to make Unjected not to be called controlled opposition, but to help people. And, you know, I think it's interesting that, you know, like Polly, for example, like attacking the wellness company, who's also helping people, who created an infrastructure to help people. Like, what have you done, Paul? What have you done over the past 4 years? And I'm not going to like say
how many marriages and babies born can you take credit for?
Well, I mean, how many people's lives have, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and like toot my own horn, but like, have you saved lives? Have you changed anybody's life for the better? Have you impacted them? Do people remember you in a kind way? It seems like everybody who has something to say about you is like, you're just this troll for years now. And like, I honestly want to know, like, Sherry, whatever your fucking name is, what have you done? What have you done for the front line? Because sitting on a podcast and getting like, that has its place. I'm not going to say it doesn't. Speaking the truth is always the right thing to do. But who are you to attack people who actually have the balls to like do stuff in the real world? You know, get off. You're not like just a keyboard warrior. That's what makes me angry, is like people with little character trying to make people out like they have a bad character.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hey, Polly. Very well said. That was Polly.
Polly wants a fucking cracker.
Very well done said. Very well said. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty annoying at this point. So this all kind of stems from this. This is a post that Polly made like last week.
Yeah.
And she's like, and this is like the first time I'm aware of her like actually calling out Unjected directly. Like there was some mentions of Unjected.
What is this logo all about?
What is this logo all about? Like trying to solicit, like trying to activate her schizo,
right?
Schizo army. Now, to be clear, to just to be on the safe side. So back, this was Valentine's Day, February 14th of this year.
Thank you. I'm glad that you have this.
Shelby actually did reach out and say, "Hey, we'd love to invite you on our podcast to chat about your grievances face to face." You down? Of course, no response, no nothing.
That was before we learned that Sherry will not actually do live interviews. Mm-hmm. She won't answer any live questions. Mm-hmm. Nothing that is not recorded and edited mm-hmm. by her own personal self. She will not be a part of it. So I think that says a lot right there.
Yep. So Shelby,
come on and talk face to face.
Shelby had a nice little quip here. It's like,
what is this logo all about? I'm going to tell you right now. I created this on Canva. I always get my inspiration actually like in the bathtub. Like I'm always creating. It just like is a really good place to get ideas. So when we first were doing the Unchecked, this is now over a year I made this logo. Yeah. And so
it's our little background there. It's always
You know, the inspiration was, of course, the love line, right? Where you call in and, you know, ask questions, ask sex mm-hmm. questions, love questions. So when I made the logo, it legitimately was, I was thinking, well, a heart, because we're looking for love. And then, you know, like the heartbeat is kind of like, it's symbolized for me, the heartbeat in the phone line, because it's like you're dialing in. And one thing I want to say, and we'll see it in the comments, but the number everybody had a really fun time with.
The 833. So let me pull that back up. So our original phone number. So when we were looking for, we contacted the phone company or whatever, trying to find a
Ring
phone number, Ring Central, trying to find like a phone number that had the word like unjected or unjected. Yeah. And so this is what they assigned us. And
I picked it.
Oh, you picked it.
I picked this number, you guys, because of the 8333, because it is a master ascended angel number.
Okay. I didn't know you picked the 333.
You
noticed that the I threw in all the angel numbers on the actual thumbnail.
Yes, on the I love that.
That
is exactly why I chose this number, you guys. So, and I'm gonna say this about the number 33. It's bullshit that the Freemasons or the Illuminati even stole the number 33. The number 33 is so significant. It is for power, for strength. It is an angel number, but the master ascended angel number of 333 is a sign from your guardian angels that you are on the right path. So that's literally, that is why I chose 333, because it's a really powerful number. I don't know if you can pull it up, Scott.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Let's pull up 333. Because no, it's not Freemasons 33. You guys literally forgot to just look.
This is out. According to the Googles, angel number 33 encourages to set plans into action and let your personal strength be the guide to trust yourself and put thought into your choices. The angel number is connected with optimism, creativity, and intuition.
Yes. And
that's according to USA Today and Google. Like what the fuck? Wow, how is that USA Today? What is USA Today writing about angels?
They're getting into the astrology.
That's wild.
But you guys, like, this goes back to what I said earlier. Like, tell me you don't know anything about unjected without saying it. Mm-hmm. If you followed our story since the beginning, why did we choose the 1111? Just if you followed our story, because that is an angel number. It is a good luck number. Mm-hmm. Our subscription has always been around angel numbers. 1555, that is 555. Mm-hmm. 1999, 999. Our verification, 4444, all fours. I love angel numbers. I have an ode to them. I believe that when we utilize them in our life, we will manifest better. We will get out what we're putting into the universe better.
We're Shelby, being tell them about your vision board.
Yeah, vision. You guys, I wish I had it behind me. I've had several vision boards, which I write numbers all over them all the time. You know, if we were going to think about the universe being a matrix, if we are living in the matrix uses codes and numbers. You can use angel numbers to your advantage. It is just a part of the matrix. That's true.
Well, and so she showed like the vision board that would have been like maybe 2022. It was like right before I got him, like before I got involved.
Because I've had three.
Well, that most recent one that had like the podcast, you like manifested the podcast and all that stuff. Like so many of it with like so much of it came true, like spookily, eerily.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and in weird ways too that we wouldn't have been able to like anticipate ahead of time. Like it was just
harnessing the power of the universe. And that's what we're doing here. Yep. It's not, and that's not supposed to be cheesy.
Yeah,
but it's really it's an intentionality. It's something that actually is behind my own personality and our mission here. It's what it's always been. So I just think it's interesting to watch people argue about. You should go back to that comment thread. Pull it back up.
Okay, so that's what I was going to do. I'm going to pull up the comments. So basically, you guys, we wanted to show you the tweet. Polly since disabled her Twitter account, so we can't actually go back and look at it live. I should pull up those because it shows the ones you sent me because it shows her responses.
Yeah.
Let me see.
There's a couple of ones.
Let me do that in the meantime. But yeah, let's pull this up because. So this is, well, let's just go back to this real quick. So this is Polly's original tweet that says, what is this logo all about? So anybody that maybe just be listening, it says the unjected show at the top. It has the unjected symbol, which is the atom with a heart in the middle.
The atom.
With a little heart pulse logo. And then
Yeah. Which this is not, I'm going to say, I see one comment on the right with Zoe, yeah. our friend is commenting, but you know, this is not the first time somebody's been like, what is that, a six-pointed Jew star?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. We constantly get the Jew star.
It is
comment,
an Adam. Yeah. Okay. And then if you want to go into symbolism even more, yeah. look up the symbolism of an Adam.
Yeah.
It is the creation of life.
Yeah.
It is your DNA. It is yeah. your source. It is everything is atoms, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So even in the creation of the unjected logo, originally it chose an atom for that symbolism and for that powerful reason. Not because it has a, if you turn it on its side, it could have a Jew star in it. Yeah. Like, come on,
people. Guys. Yeah, it's wild.
And
it's wild.
To offend anybody who's listening, I actually have Jewish blood. Does that offend you? Am I now part of the Illuminati or Freemasons because mm-hmm. I have a genealogy attached to me? Come on.
Yep, it's true.
Come on.
Yep. And so I tweeted this out. And it's basically saying in response to hers, because she blocked me because I posted that Owen Benjamin video and then she blocked me. Right. So anyway, so I had to take a screenshot from a different account and it says, Amazing Paul, they continue to talk shit about us, Unjected, which is hysterical. We will do a full response on tonight's show, blah, blah, blah. Look at the responses to this tweet, which we will do in just a second. And it's sad because she's encouraging her followers with like these skits, they're like legit schizo shit. And you guys will see in a sec, but it's like, and so my response, like, I mean, I get it. I've been down all these rabbit holes. I've read all the books. I've been down all the Freemasonic, Kabbalist, like rabbit holes. But then to have it aimed at you, it's a very disorienting feeling. It's like, oh, really? Wow. It's really funny. If they had any idea. Are we deliberately signaling to the satanic Freemasonic Kabbalists with the Star of Remphath under control of the Human Genome Project and the Department of Energy? Or did Shelby just make this logo using a Canva template in 3 minutes while in the bathtub? I don't know. It could be one or the other. And I don't know exactly which one is more likely or not, but that's kind of what I'm thinking. So anyway, we invited her on the show. Yeah, we saw that. So Shelby tweeted, are you watching our podcast for sex tips, Sherry? Or are the prions getting you? I bet she is vaccinated.
She's probably live streaming on X right now. She's probably got her notebook and she's fucking taking her notes.
Oh, yeah. She's probably, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She's getting so ready for this next burn video.
Burn it. Burn it down. Burn
getting
it down.
Getting so ready. Come on, Polly.
So anyway, guys.
The other ones? Okay.
So, yeah, here's all the comments. And in the meantime, I'm going to look up some of her, because she responded to some of these saying like, yeah, there you go. You're on the right track.
One says, oh, it reminds me of the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, it's that's on here. I think that's all the way at the bottom. I think that one's in the,
oh yeah, yeah.
Where is that?
Oh yeah, yeah. Here's the honeypot one. So
yeah,
clever.
It's a honeypot.
So
it's
clever.
It's a complicated version of this. Yeah, it's a honeypot. We'll go through all these. We'll go through all these. But I
want to know honestly, like, and I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Who in their right mind thinks that they aren't on a government watch list? Like, you think that you need, that Unjected needs to help you get on the list? Like, what an ego trip. Like, you were already on the list. You were on a phone. You're on a computer. You have an IP address. You have a modern car, a social security card, an ID, even a modern fridge. My fridge mm-hmm. and my oven have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth capability. But you yeah. think that Unjected needs to help the government find yeah. out who you are? Already know, geniuses. Hello.
Not to mention that, but this is something I like to remind everybody, but we have, like, we take security very seriously.
Yes.
And the fact that we are partnered with the wellness company means yes. that our customer member data is, yes, our yeah. member data is stored on wellness company HIPAA compliant servers. So it's like very
private.
Secure. Cybersecurity team in place.
We had somebody left here on that comment thread. Whoa, look, they put one of our former articles.
With from like
the data leak, yeah. which if you guys followed Unjected since the beginning, you would know that that story was basically 100% fabricated by MSM to yeah. slander our movement.
Yeah,
like just do some discernment.
Yeah. So here's that one you were talking about, Shelby. So these are screenshots before Sherry disabled her account so we can kind of see what her responses were. But it says, it reminds me of the fact that the Human Genome Project is run by the Department of Energy. So that's probably in reference to the little Adam. And she's like, finally, someone gets it. So she's encouraging.
Someone gets it.
Yeah, someone gets it. And then this person,
I love Blue Sky. Really.
Yeah.
Did it. Great one.
Yeah. Good job. I love Blue Sky. And then Truth at One Forever Seeking says founder also happens to live in Maui and was a witness to the fire. And Polly has the balls to say yes. And they made their bones, so to speak, at the derailment in East Palestine, too. So
what does that mean?
Don't know if she's trying to insinuate that we had anything to do with the fire in Maui and the train derailment. I don't know.
What is she talking about? Like, what does that even mean?
Sherry,
to have been part of a do experiment.
Yeah, Sherry, when you make a response video, please clarify. Are you accusing Shelby of starting the fire? That's very slanderous and very libelous.
Very, very libelous. Mm-hmm. Sure, our lawyers would love to hear that.
So there you go.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
I really want to know what she was doing watching the podcast. Like, what episode was she clicked on when she made the screenshot?
Yeah.
Damn. She's going to have a lot of research. She's going to have a lot of episodes and hours to put in.
Yeah. All right. So these are some of the schizophrenic responses. Six pointed star with a broken heart. The six pointed stars are
what broken heart?
So that's the see how that's like a broken heart.
Okay.
Yeah. Why is he okay? So now this person's talking shit on smock. Dr. McCullough, a fake smock with the wellness company logo on it. Like Harry Gobsmack. Like
what would indicate that is a fake?
Yeah. So here we go. So this is the one. I don't know. She's like, I don't know, but this verse about not being slaves seems like how they would think being unvaxxed, just to guess. We don't know, but this unjected dating stuff feels creepy to me. And so does their symbolism. Okay, so symbolism. Very creepy. Thanks, Natalie. We don't want you on the site anyway. So
what is the Bible verse?
Yeah, okay, I don't know.
Click on it.
Oh, you know what? I bet somebody they probably
it's right there, BibleHub.com. John
8:33. Oh shit. I see. I didn't even see that. John 8:33. They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendant. We have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?"
This is her comparison.
Well, that's actually pretty cool. They answered him, "We are Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou? Yea, ye shall be made free." That's actually awesome. We've never been slaves. Yeah. And we are free. So hell yeah. Okay. Fucking John 8:33 all day.
That's
baby.
Right.
Yeah. It's super creepy. Correct. Though. Yeah. It's 8:33. John 8:33 all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's this guy.
He
didn't
divide
even
and
do
conquer.
It right. He didn't. Yeah. It's 8:33.
Yeah.
It literally says it in the logo.
Yeah. So not an expert.
The G-suits.
Yeah. So this is one of the funny ones. 833 is a significant number to the cabal. It's a significant number to the cabal, Shelby. How could you not know this? Due to the fact that when the clock is 833, it is also 27 minutes to 9, which is a very significant number and has to do with our current calendar measurement of time and the formation of the Jesuit order. So his proof of that is December 27th, 1540, just the Society of Jesus. And
27 minutes to 9 is supposed to be significance. Yeah.
And he's also got this screenshot where he just control F the word Jesuit a bunch of times. So hardcore proof.
You guys, literally, like, I love the freedom community.
Yeah.
But this is when you have lost your fucking minds. Have you been getting shed on? Have you been sleeping with vax people? Do you have Bryan's disease?
Dude, they've been raw dogging vax people all week.
They have been raw dogging vax people. They have been taking spike.
Let me tell you, spike support maybe. Listen, they need to take a moment. Go to destroyspike.com and go get your spike support brought to you by the wellness company.
We recommend a detox regimen from the wellness company to help with your mental incapacity from your prions disease.
There you go. Spike support. There you go. Wellness company. Just respect.com. Okay. What else we got? Heck of a lot going on. 33 bricks, masonry, broken heart, baby blue color, the color of the New World Order. So apparently baby blue is the color.
They're going to look at my podcast studio. Look at my purple wall.
Purple is associated with royalty, luxury, nobility, power, and ambition. Also creativity, extravagance, dignity, grandeur, independence, pride, peace, mystery, and magic. Actually, there's some good stuff there. There you go. Okay. So you could say purple represents royalty power.
My purple wall. I am pulling in Yep. The Independence, Pride, Peace, Mystery, and Magic.
Totally. Are we being deceived or are some groups just opportunists? Interesting.
You mean like Sherry?
Yeah. And so this is one of the things I wanted to comment on. That's one of the things that she was commenting about the wellness company in particular, like the idea that people are profiting off of fear and this and that. And to me, you know, one could say that, but to me, the more likely excuse, like or reason, what I'm seeing, and this could be leveraged at us, like the fact that we could potentially be profiting or trying to profit off of people's fear of vaccinated people and this and that. But or are we trying to build alternative like institution? Are we trying to build the alternatives? Like that's what we have to do. Like that's what we keep talking about is building alternatives, right? Like the wellness companies built a telehealth system so that you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to use insurance companies. You don't have like, you can go around all that. And you know, people that are on like supplement routines, you can get it from them. Like if you're getting it from somebody, you know what I mean? So it's like people are in the arena offering solutions. We are offering solutions in terms of like Tinder. Everybody that's been on a dating app in the last 4 years know how excruciating Bumble, Tinder, Hinge, how incredibly awful these sites are. And so we're trying to build something alternative to that. So it's like, you know, you could look at it that we're profiting off fear, but it's just like, you know,
no, actually you can't even look at it that way because anybody who has listened to anything that we've said or the wellness company has said is don't live in fear.
Exactly. That's our number one
message.
Do not
let the fear overcome you.
That's the number one thing we talk
about.
It's
not to be fearful. It's to be vigilant. Yep. It is to have an awareness of evil. It is not spreading fear. It is, we implore people to not be fearful because it raises your cortisol and gives you health issues. Like, come on.
Yeah, or also like, you know, like the people that invented the bicycle helmet, right? Were they profiting off people's fear of like wrecking their bike? The seatbelt, the people invented the seatbelt.
Car seats.
Yep, the car seat manufacturers are all profiting off the fear
all
of the baby.
Opportunists.
Yep.
How so rude. Opportunists.
Yeah, that's pretty rude. It's pretty awful. So
can't believe they would give a safe option.
Yeah, exactly.
What a
safe
what
alternative.
An opportunity.
Yep, exactly. So, I mean, that's like the foundation of industry and people that are successful in this world is they notice something and they take it, you know, they offer. That's the best business model is when you see an opportunity that to really help people and you offer that service. When a service that helps change the world and helps people, there's change the world. I saw that's kind of funny. Myocarditis. That is kind of funny. The broken heart, little myocarditis.
There you go.
Oh, Saturn reference. The incomplete heart is puzzling. Why would you not have a complete heart? I don't know. Because that's like the Canva didn't have like a full heart on there.
Founder happens to live in that. I was witness to the fire. I love how they keep bringing that up. Like,
that was the same one, but so there should have been a response from what's her face.
Well, isn't that interesting? But since Maui is the CIA's key do facility and are shot out of contractor planes and copters, which the founder does contracts for with his planes and copters, also the spraying. Okay, so in this comment, they're trying to say, since I live in Hawaii where there was a devastating fire, and Foster Colson also has Colson Aviation where they help fight fires.
Yeah, that's the interesting one. They attack him for being
insinuating.
Yeah, they attack him for being military contractor, but it's like, you know, the family got their wealth from like, you know, the lumber industry, like the Pacific Northwest, right? And then like they developed the ability to like these big planes to dump like fire retardant chemicals on forest fires. And then the military is like, whoa, can we have some of that? Like, that's cool. They're not like building like F-16s and blowing up little kids and stuff. It's like,
right. Like, are you insinuating that helping save people from fires is a negative?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Come on. Broken arrow equals broken needle through DNA, the ability to procreate. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, Rick. See, newts, I don't know. Reminds me from the Iron Man movie. Oh, Stark Industry. It is kind of like the Stark Industry logo. There you go. That's kind of cool. Tony Stark was onto something,
okay,
baby.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Not to sound jaded, but after a while, these clowns and their symbols just get boring. No impact here when predictability is so it's so obvious and
it's
predictable.
It's so obvious.
It's so obvious and predictable. Okay, Lawrence. 669. Look at this guy. Look at his numerology. 6697. I heard 97 was 3 years before the 2001 Y2K, which was nine years before 2009, which was the collapse, which and then 95, Lawrence. 669.
Oh, look at it. They managed yet again to plagiarize Dr. Ruby's logo. To be honest, I never followed Dr. Ruby once. Sorry if that pisses anybody off, but no, I didn't steal her logo. And
yeah, hidden message evil.
I did. I'm sure we would know about it.
Yeah. Besides hidden messages, evil has no creativity of its own at all. Okay. Here we go. Unvaccinated platform. Yep, another red herring platform, but it's very nefarious with symbols and numbers that say something. So you notice all these people are people that follow Amazing Polly. So I'm wondering, like, does she just cultivate this?
Well, this, these are probably, like, let's be real, like
bots. You know, Polly bots.
Maybe bots, or like this is the Q cult following.
The Q cult,
that
she
garnered. And no offense to like Q, but like, come on, this is a lynch mob for Polly.
Yep.
This is embarrassment.
They need to like Q. We need to start stacking some wins here, buddy. Like,
yeah.
Can you be right about like one?
Just one thing.
Just one thing. One thing. I'll be like, oh, interesting.
Only one question, Q. Why are you never right?
Yeah. Why are you never right? But see, that's the thing, is that he's always right, because when he's wrong, they say, oh no, but that's part of the plan. They had to do it that way. That's just how it goes. So come on, Q. I'm still rooting for you, buddy. So, okay, here we go. This is my favorite. Okay, we see a broken heart suffused with the violet flame and the Star of David / Star of Remphath, represented as nuclear power symbol, but still Star of David. Oh. 8 is a completion number with 333 as mastery. In other words, totally original and obvious.
At least he got the 333 with mastery, but like mastering. Yeah. Love and connection and finding our hearts and our souls.
In other words, totally obvious.
Parasites. Wow. Yeah. I love Blue Sky. You really
I love Blue Sky. He's just crushing, dude.
He's progressing.
Yeah, we are the energy they seek to use, and they will take it without consent. It is time we learn their plan and literally take our power back.
Feral freedom. Man. You know, feral freedom, wouldn't it make more sense to fight the actual bad guys instead of arguing with other people in the truth community who are literally on your side?
Yep. 33 symbols. Wow. Oh, here's a nice one. Boy, girl, pedo, nano, biotech, transhumanism, ecumenical, one world chit chat for the greater good. Okay. See, it's like literally like schizophrenic, dude.
Wow.
Radioactive love. Maybe. Wow. Saturn. Where do they keep getting the Saturn? I don't understand. I don't understand the Saturn reference. Where is that again? The Saturn.
Maybe because it.
Maybe because of the.
Shape? Outside circle with the line around it.
Yeah. It's got Saturn with the ring, the big ring around. Okay, Saturn. Oh, I never see that. Okay. Okay. Very interesting. Okay.
Just ridiculous.
Has royal and purple, secret society wanker's favorite number 33 in it. There you go.
What if we just like purple?
Yep. 833 standard open heart. This is McCullough, heart specialist. Someone's connecting some dots. All right. Pink and blue
this
on a 45.
Deleted by the author. Learn more. She deleted
that's
it?
Probably all the ones that she... That's like she responded, but now it's hidden or something maybe. Huh. I don't know. Pink and blue on a 45, standard for neon titles. Don't think
what does that
that's
mean?
The goods. Could be wrong for sure. Help if I had seen the show. Thanks for the shout out. Yeah, no problem. Vision trouble, shouting you out all day long. Wow. Honeypot, what is this? Unjected, the self-declared unjabbed men have to pay, and the self-declared unjabbed women don't. Ladies, for ladies, it's free.
Why no testing? Hey, geniuses. Hey, oh. Would you like to send me a dissertation with every 100% accurate vax test? Because trust me, there isn't one yet.
We've been looking.
So you just look uneducated when you say stuff like this. Like her whole lynch mom's like, why don't they test for the vax? Yeah. Guess what, geniuses? Like,
well, here's the thing. I guarantee, like,
working at that.
Yeah. I guarantee, like, the military, government, they have ways to detect. They can test your blood and they can tell you how many doses you've had, whether it's Pfizer or Moderna. They know exactly how to do all that stuff, but it's not commercially available. There's no laboratory test that we could solicit to do, which is something I feel like if we were to able to come across something like that, it'd be like a $1 billion business. So like, trust me, we're looking into it. But
we are actively looking into it because one, it's so important that we do, that we are able to prove it, right? Yeah. Because when we have that level of security, that's going to be a major thing. Also in the future for like blood donors or sperm or egg donors, that would be a really important piece of information to know. Yeah. But in this time, it's more of a struggle because apparently everybody's had COVID. And yes, we can talk about germ theory or terrain theory. Does COVID even exist? Whatever happened, people did get infected with this COVID bioweapon, and the injection is the ultimate bioweapon. So a lot of these tests that are out there now, they're not going to give you a determiner of whether it was quote unquote COVID or quote unquote the vax. So just do a little more research before you go and leave comments. Why don't you test? I've seen Sherry. I've seen her leave these comments. I'll let the company answer this one for you, but we already know the answer. That's because we at Unjected have always been operating on honesty, transparency, integrity, the goodness of people. So when you come to Unjected, yes, there is a truth and honor system. I love these comments. But we've grown that into our verified process as well, which we were able to do thanks to the help of the wellness company, which is to actually give people the option to sign an affidavit and say, I'm attesting to being unvaccinated. That is the closest level of attestment that we can get at this moment until there is a foolproof test.
Exactly.
So why isn't there testing? Because it doesn't exist.
To us, commercially available.
Yes.
Right. Yes, exactly. Well said, Shelby. Well, Shelby. And I'll speak to this first part, the self-declared unjabbed men have to pay, women don't. You know, imagine it was like ladies' night, right? So there was a period of time where we were saying ladies completely free. You know, we switched now to where everybody needs to have a membership to be on the site. But,
can still verify for free.
Yeah, you ladies can still verify for free. And it's really interesting, though, to see, see that play out. You know what I mean? Because most dating sites are like 80% guys. You know what I mean? Like everybody knows that, right? On Unjected, it was like literally almost even 50-50 women to men. Like, wouldn't men like think that was great? But we'd have all these little gamma males like emailing us, like threatening lawsuits and all this shit, saying like, it has to be even, it has to be equal for all genders. And it's like, bro, shut the little fucks like you have to show up and ruin it for everybody.
Tell me you're not a supportive partner without saying it.
Yeah. So, it's like, come on, you guys. People are just, it's shocking sometimes. But anyway.
It's too much. And, since we're like this far into it, I'm just going to say this as well. Like, we are doing this show on our own accord. You know, we were not enticed or asked to come, talk about Unjected or the wellness company. We're doing this because we want to.
Well, once Unjected got mentioned, it's like, okay, bitch.
Right.
Fuck you.
Now you're playing in our ball. Now you're in our field. And, we don't, are we going to sit and like answer questions for the wellness company? No, Foster already did an amazing job at that. Peter has done an amazing job at that. And we're just here to tell you about our experience. And, when I met Foster in 2022, it was actually shortly after they launched the wellness company, and he saw my vision and he saw the vision that we all have here at Unjected. And there has never been one moment where I've ever felt uncomfortable, where I've ever had a second guess. I myself and Unjected as a whole has been treated with nothing but love and just respect. And the wellness company, I am eternally grateful for what they have helped Unjected become and what we're going to continue to become. And, when I see people going out there and dissing on the wellness company, it hurts my feelings too. Cause that is my family. We are a family. We are a partnership. And, you know, I've never had those experiences. And so I'm proud to stand by the wellness company. I love and appreciate them. I know that they're out doing the good work. We are out on the front lines. And that's why we're here having this conversation. It's not to like, we're so great. And you guys are all just crazy schizos. No, this is just our peace of mind. We're just putting this out in the open that we are proud of our partnership. And I've never had anything but love and respect received from them. And, you know, I feel that a lot of their other affiliates, sponsors, whatever you want to call them, all these people that Pauly put on her little fucking chart, which, by the way, she didn't put our picture on the chart. I'm kind of jelly. But those people are incredible people that have been fighting for freedom, speaking the truth. And just because the wellness company has a impeccable marketing plan, you act like there's something shady going on. Like, this is the people in the battle that have been doing this since the beginning. And we have all managed to come together as a giant angel squad. And you're going to act like something nefarious is going on. That all that says to me is that you are the problem. You are the bully. Sherry, you are the bully. Okay. So that's how I feel about you. And I'm eternally grateful for the wellness company. I love them. Totally. And, you know, Foster helped me escape an abusive marriage by seeing my vision. You know, this is personal to me. This is my life. And I live with authenticity always. And we wouldn't be here if we didn't feel like that was exactly what is happening. So for anybody who has shit to say, you're bringing up shit to me. You are shit talking to us as well. We are in this to change the world for the better. I know I just like went on it. I got a little fired up there.
No, that's good. Like, that's good. That's
like,
good.
I mean, honestly, like who are like, and I'll use this as my end, like my final, my ramble. I know, you know her, Judy, my elderly woman friend. She's 76 years old. She's been following.
Shout out to Judy.
Shout out to Judy. Love you, Judy. If you see this episode, she's been following Sherry for years now. And she used to think Sherry was like cool voice of reason. And she's literally my neighbor. She goes, you know, wow, like what misinformation watching her talk about you and Unjected and the wellness company when she literally knows me as a person, like human being. And she's just like, it's amazing to see like what is on the internet, like can literally just be misinformation. I think it's a really valuable lesson for all of us as being truth speakers and being those ones to do that, dissect and discern that, like, even we need to check ourselves because like, what is anyone accomplishing by fight? Like, we're fighting the good guys. You guys are fighting the good guys instead of channeling your energy towards the evildoers.
Yeah. Amen. Nice work. Amen. And I mean,
heaven. Yeah.
I mean, I'll second that. Like I work for Unjected and we're partners with the wellness company. Shelby owns Unjected. Shelby's the boss. Like it's an autonomous organization, but the partnership with the wellness company came at the time, right when, you know, we had that whole falling out with the previous developer, the site had got sabotaged and we were left with no ability to provide the type of site development that the site needed at the time. And they came in and basically rescued Unjected, you know what I mean? And it was just like, so divine almost the way the whole thing came together, you know, and it was pretty powerful stuff. And since then, like I'm in a group chat with all them, like Foster and Peter, the CEO. And it's just like, and then a lot of the wellness company team. And it's like, it's fun. Like we have, like we're handling business and we just make like talk shit and make fun of libtards and vaxxies. And it's like, it's fun, dude. Like, it's like legit. It's like, you know, I don't know. That's my experience. So
yeah. And I'm glad that you I'd share that. Cause that's also just another facet of it too. Like this is like, we are all people. Mm-hmm. We are all humans. We are mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, friends. We are also people who experienced the PSYOP. We lived through the pandemic, okay? The scamdemic.
Yeah.
Just because we all found each other and we made one giant family why does that offend you? Because you want to be adopted into our family? What is going on? You hate us because you ain't us?
Yeah.
Come on, Sherry.
And I think some of the funniest stuff too is like them just acting so perplexed about like what affiliate marketing is. Like they have no idea what affiliate marketing is and how you can leverage like content creators to like build your business. And when you have like, once you start making those connections, you start branching out and you create an affiliate network of some of the biggest names in media that's seen as scandalous. And then they call you and then they call out the Wells company. Like, how do they make like there's people in the Rumble chat right now. Like maybe I'll address some of these Rumble comments.
Yeah. Bring them up.
Yeah. It says framed listings says looking forward to this conversation. Many of us are losing faith in the movement because of lack of action and money spent irresponsibly, like $100 million on advertising by the wellness company. So first of all, where are you getting that number? Second, like, that's when you run a business. I'm saying, who cares? Like, yeah, let's make it.
What offends you about that?
Yeah, how much
fucking money that big pharma spent on their fucking marketing campaign? Exactly. Now I'm gonna get angry.
That's retarded. That person doesn't know how to do that.
Yeah, personally, that's why you're mad.
Yeah, the person obviously doesn't know how to run a business. But that's the thing, is like a lot of it's like they get upset in a tech wellness company because they were successful in their marketing campaign. It's like, well, I mean, do you not know how to run a business? Like, there's a perfect business strategy. Like, I rely on affiliates. I'm an affiliate on both ends. I provide affiliate marketing and I am an affiliate. You know what I mean? Like, it goes both ways. Yep. This one guy is saying, the Bill Burr looking dude, which is me. I get a lot of shit for looking like Bill Burr. Hey, Ozzy, look at, I even got the short hair. Look, straight up Bill Burr, dude. Anyway, he says, Bill Burr, the Bill Burr looking dude needs to do his Polly research. COVID wasn't real. It was made by Bill Gates and Microsoft. Polly did a PowerPoint on it. Polly did a PowerPoint on it.
Are you proving?
I don't know, but then he goes on to, he's probably being sarcastic, but then he says, wait, can I get spike protein from sperm? So he's like trying to be like, you don't know anything, but wait a minute, does spike protein prepared in sperm? It's like, okay, buddy. He's probably being sarcastic and whatever, but he's a polybot, but he's having a good time. He's having a good time. He's in for the conversation. He's been commenting the most. Shout out Ozzy. Right. Like you're like,
shout
much
out
love, much love Ozzy, but
I'm a little fired up.
I'm only offended by that because Bill Burr is a fucking vaxxy piece of shit that talks shit about anti-vaxxers. So don't ever equivocate me to him.
Yeah.
Because fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. He's a little bitch. Bill Burr. So I will smack Bill Burr.
Let's play the video of Polly.
Oh yeah, we do have a video of Polly acting very weird.
We just want to just show a display of her character.
Yeah, I don't know. So this was taken from some video somewhere. I don't know. It's just
this shows, is when just... she got a cease and desist.
Oh yeah, so we have that here too. So let's see this. Let's see. We have cease and desist. I have it here. Here we go.
Her husband and her.
And Polly doxing.
And we didn't even talk about that. We didn't even talk about all her bullshit. Go check out Hope Girl Blogs. She did a really great write-up where she really gets into all of this stuff. But yeah, like, you know, we didn't even touch on some of Polly's bullshit. She wants to, you know, go out swinging dick. Well, what are you doing, Polly? Like, you draw demon things. You have cease and desist. You have these crazy videos about yourself.
Yeah.
You acted like the wellness company doxed your personal information, but there's a literal article that you wrote outing your own self. Like, come on.
Yeah. You know what's really weird? Just quick response to that guy.
If she watches this video, hey, Sherry, the invite still absolutely stands. Come on for another rebuttal episode. Yeah. If you didn't like anything we had to say here today, you feel like you're got some more research or there's something that you're going to offer us, you want to defend yourself, come on in. The offer stands. We're here doing this live because we're not scared. Yeah. I'm not scared to go live and have people ask me questions on the computer or answer a phone call live. I am not scared, and no one here is. Neither is Foster, neither is Peter. No one is scared. So if you want to come confront us, do it like a woman. Man up. Come on.
Like,
I'm a mom of three. Don't be like that. You can come talk to me in my face. Come talk to us if you got some problems.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm getting angry.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so where were we? Where were we here? Oh,
we were going to watch the video.
Was there anything else here that we wanted to cover? Oh, this is kind of funny. So I was doing a show on terrain theory last night to that guy talking about the virus invented in the lab thing.
Yeah.
I was doing a terrain theory episode, and this guy was talking about the virus isolation process. And I typed into Google isolated virus to try and get like some images to kind of show what he was talking about. And this is what popped up. Look at that. If you type in isolated virus, it says, it looks like there aren't many great matches for your search. So there aren't very many
you gotta pictures. Save this.
I did. I made some posts about it. I'm going to do a little reel about it. But
I want to make a little reel about this too.
But it's like when you type it in now, I think they might have gotten the word and fixed it, isolated virus, because now it doesn't say that. But I swear to God, in real time, it popped up. But it's like, look, if you look at it, there's the only, like, that's like the only picture, that first one and maybe that one. All the rest are CGI. These are all CGI. There's no images of fucking isolated viruses, folks. It's all a fucking scam. It wasn't invented. It's a bioweapon. It wasn't invented in a lab. All that shit's bullshit. So fuck off. With your Bill Burr bullshit. Look at, there's your viruses. Hey, virus tards. Look, here's your viruses. There they are. They're fucking cartoons.
And go watch our episode with Dr. William, is it Trebbing?
Trebbing, Alex Zek, like everything, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Look. Alex Zek, what was a great one too. Yeah. The fear about COVID.
They're all definitely cartoons.
The longer I'm in this game, I am subscribing to terrain theory.
Yes, it's all.
But cartoons. Regardless, that doesn't change unjected because we know that the injection was a bioweapon. Yes,
exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
And there aren't shedding viruses. They are shedding the bioweapon, yeah, which exactly. is the spike protein. Okay.
Exactly. So anyway, I just want to get that. I thought that was hilarious. So anyway, let's watch just a little bit of this video of just her being extraordinarily creepy. So
it's very creepy.
Yeah. Here's Sherry for you. Here's your Sherry.
Hi everyone, it's me again. I see that fright narcissism, or Polyphemus, has made a couple of videos. She makes fun of me and impersonates me in those videos, saying that she knows how I'm going to respond to her latest attacks. Well, I admit, she's a very good actress. I am not acting. For me, this is real. I am terrified. I have recently had to take my Mercedes in for repairs. Ask yourself, is that a coincidence? Or perhaps was Phoenix Rising somehow involved? Everything I have said in my 15 months of blogging about narcissism points to the fact that I am an honest and decent person. Ask yourself, why would I make any of this up? What possibly do I have to gain? I have told you already that I've gotten death threats. Death threats! I called the FBI about these. At the same time as I received these death threats, a user called Phoenix Rising, who I had not mentioned because I tried to deal with it personally, and I thought I could deal with it.
Okay, anyway. Creepy, dude. Now, nobody's saying the police. Please, 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 internet. You know, when you're dealing with internet beefs online, please. Nobody wants to hurt Polly. We don't want anything bad to happen to Polly. Just don't even engage with Polly, please. Like, that's what I would hope is, don't engage with her. Unfollow, leave it alone. She's obviously leading her people down a bad path. She's encouraging schizophrenic, gestures. Like, she's like leading people down there. She's a false prophet, and she's leading people down the wrong path and into misery.
Yep.
Who's profiting off of fear here? She's inventing fear to gain clout, to gain clicks, to gain followers. I don't know how she monetizes her channel or how that happens, but obviously I think she's full of shit. So I would say don't even shout out to Ozzy in the chat. Definitely a good sport. He says, I agree. Bill Burr's a bitch. Shane Gillis is funnier. And Polly is a total MILF. So, all right, Ozzy.
Is she even a mother? I don't know.
I don't know. So totally. Polly, and we'll yes. get, listen, listen,
and
Polly.
That's a great, that was a great point, Scott, that we didn't yeah. do any of that. We're not like here to be like the bully, like, yeah. no, no, no. Like what Susie says about Sally says more about Susie than it does Sally.
Yeah. Okay? Just leave, just don't engage with her at all. In fact, like do the opposite of engaging with her, unengage with her, unfollow, unsubscribe, go find better content because obviously she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
She wants to create distrust within the freedom community. That is the biggest controlled opposition. That is literally the description of it. So mm-hmm. why don't you focus your energy on the actual satanic pedophiles in the shadows that are running this shit? And why don't you stop worrying about Unjected and the wellness company or Zelenko Labs or like anybody that's actually making a difference on the planet? How about you just stop and just go focus somewhere else? Okay. Cause you're not going to stop us. You're not going to stop the mission. You're not going to get anything out of it except just creating reminds me of like eighth grade, like popular girl bullshit in the cafeteria.
I think it's like, great.
This is Sherry. You are an eighth grader causing drama on the internet. And I'm just done with it. So that's why we came on here today. Just to have our peace. We're never going to talk about it again because we don't actually care. We don't follow Polly. If any one of her cult following doesn't want to be a part of Unjected or in the wellness company, then you didn't belong in our family anyways. Exit stage left. Don't let the unfollow button hit you in the ass on the way out. We are happy to cancel your subscription. We don't. If you're not here to support us, then bye.
We need to put QAnon on.
You're a cult following, but it's because we know our worth. We have self-respect. We are here with dignity, and we're not going to stop fighting until there's change in this world. So you either buck up or get the fuck out.
Buck up or get the fuck out. That's great. Right. Listen, I don't want to say Unjected has a cult following, but man, our OGs and the people that have been with us from the beginning, like these are like the
we're a lifestyle. The
coolest people ever, dude. Yeah,
we're exactly. a whole counterculture.
Yep.
Not a cult. We are a counterculture. We are there literally a new religion. Well, that sounds kind of culty, but we are just.
A new ideology, a new ideology for sure.
Yeah, new ideology. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. A new philosophy for living life. We just want you to live your best life. You know, that's all Unjected wants. We want you to find connection and love and friendship or community.
That's it.
That's what we're here for.
That's literally it. We could have been doing anything. We could have been doing a purposeful episode tonight. So maybe I apologize to you guys for that. We could have done like a more solution focused episode instead. We're up here ranting, but you know, I was kind of looking forward to it. Like a nice,
we need a little rant every now and then.
A little beef episode, but that's all right. That's all right.
And we invited her back on.
Yeah. Come on back. Well, she'll probably do a video response to this.
She's gonna do a video response using this clip. And then she's gonna probably like, dissect, you know, it's just she's gonna get into it. She's gonna determine how far it's gonna go because we said what we needed to say. And like I said, if you aren't here to ride or die with us, then just fuck off. Like I don't I'm not here to convince you that I am an authentic person. I am who I am. I know who I am. The people who know me know who I am. Sorry, strangers on the internet.
Sorry, strangers. We're just going to keep doing what we're doing. Yeah, I'm going to log off here and go back to work working on Unjected stuff.
Guys, join me for the Unvaxxed Lounge. We're going to have probably, a little more fun.
I'll be there in the background. Ranting.
We're going to be doing giggles and smiles and laughs. It's going to be at 9:30 Eastern. We have Idaho, Washington, and Montana on the ballot tonight.
I'll be there in the background. I'll be doing other Unjected work, but I'll be there in the background. I can multitask, so there.
So come join us for more fun things after this show. And of course, don't forget to join us every week for the Unjected show on Wednesday nights now. Mm-hmm. And you've probably seen the ticker at the bottom. Go to unjected.com. Use the code Unjected Show for half off your first month. This is the biggest discount we offer. And that's because you take the time to listen to our show and you are dedicated and we love you. And so that's our thanks to you. So go build your profile for dating or friendships or community. Get to matching and connecting. You deserve it. You deserve all the love in the world. And we hope that Unjected can help bring that to you. And that's why we're here. That's all we ever wanted.
Amen. Right on.
Amen.
All righty, y'all. Hallelujah. So catch you guys next week. Natural.
Stay natural. Stay free. Stay injected. See you next week, fam.